My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is crucial and very valuable to our longevity and to the quality and quantity of our life. Knowing what to do and knowing what's available and knowing the alternatives and complements. You know, I think all of us want to feel better than we do. I think we all want to have a better, healthier life. I think a lot of us have just accepted that with age and with stress that we should act or feel a certain way. But I think we should be kicking and screaming and fighting at every inch of the way and doing everything we can to change the course of our health. The hard part is sorting through the misinformation, the craziness, and the information's coming at us, you know, so quickly out there that sometimes we reach out and grab what sounds the best. And we do have that human nature, you know, that human nature ideal where we grab and reach out for what we want to hear. And sometimes that's not really the course or the path we should be following, because sometimes it's the one we don't want to hear. It's the one we should be following. So what we try to do here on the Staying Healthy radio show is alert you of the alternatives, the compliments. And I bring you the best guests in the industry to get that done. I also make sure that my topics are always relevant for today's world. The information that we need, the things we should talk about, the things we need to talk about, and of course, many times the things that we just don't talk enough about. I've learned over the years that no question is a bad question, that usually when someone is asking a question, it's usually because there's a whole bunch of people out there thinking the same thing, but just not taking the time to write it down or call it in or send it in or email it or text it or whatever. You know, so when I get questions in, I always bring them to the show. Part of that questioning process is part of the learning process, and that's why I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage. Don't forget to print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And of course, those industry articles are great information to kind of keep us up to date on what's new, what's changing, what's better, what's more absorbable, more digestible, all that good information. And those articles change frequently, so make sure that you visit their webpage often. And don't forget to keep in touch every day on their Facebook page. Give them a thumbs up, like their page, and get those daily posts to get you started, get you motivated, and maybe just alert you to something that could be life-changing. Sometimes that little bit of information goes a long way. Well, today we're going to be talking about bone broth protein, and we're going to be talking about the line of products from Ancient Nutrition. Want to let everybody know that tomorrow they'll be doing a demo at the store, so you'll be able to stop by and sample some of the drinks. They'll be there so you can actually taste some of them. But of course, you can go in today and ask all your questions that Peter hasn't answered today, but I think he'll hit them all. Peter Navarro, my guest today, a devoted health enthusiast with a passion for learning the ins and outs of supplementation. For the past 10 years, a cumulative amount of knowledge has been obtained. He studied the library of alternative health books and has the drive to be well informed on it all. He has helped guide individuals to pave a path to live a healthier life through his wisdom and advice. Working in retail has led him to new adventures to help everybody. Now he has the opportunity to work for the industry's finest Ancient Nutrition as they are changing the face of nutritional supplementation in our industry. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Peter.
How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing great. How's everything? Are you traveling around, speaking, talking, teaching?
Oh, most definitely, and enjoying every second of it.
You know, what I see today is I see people are really hungry for information. But because of the information, different than like 30 years ago, we didn't have internet, we didn't have computers, we didn't have information in our fingertips like we do. We had to go to the library. We had to go places and ask questions. And the quest for information was pretty detailed back then. It was something people really wanted. And today, even with all the information at our fingertips, what it has done is that it's allowed us to find answers and information. But what it's also done is it's realized confusion is really part of the process. So you want to find something, you want some information, so you Google it or you ask questions or you start doing your research, and then you find out 50 different things, all conflicting information, and then you have no way to turn to get the right information. You just grab something because of confusion. So I think that the educators, the people that are traveling, the radio shows, the people that are out talking to individuals, asking questions and answering questions and, you know, and being those go-to places, to me, that's where the information is really, really, really welcomed as well as successful.
Jeff, I definitely agree. You know, with the abundance of information out there, it can definitely cause, you know, confusion. It just sometimes puts people in a circle. So I think that what you do and the opportunity you give people to learn this information and hear it from, you know, the individuals who are out there and who, you know, are privy to this information, I think it's a beautiful thing, and you definitely help a lot of people in this process.
Let me ask you a question. If someone walks up to you and says, why bone broth? I mean, why this platform for Ancient Nutrition to really kind of get their ball rolling in their field? You know, the reason that Ancient Nutrition was born. Why bone broth?
Jeff, the real question is, why not bone broth? So I've been in the industry, not as long as you, of course, but I've been around, and I definitely was there when, you know, whey protein was the holy grail, egg protein, casein. These were the things that people were, you know, seeking after, and these were the ones that were supposed to be the latest, the greatest, the best absorption. But, you know, as time went on and research came out, we started to see that, you know, that wasn't always the case. So flash forward, let's say 10 years from now or from before, bone broth protein came out, and it's the biggest thing. You know, it's not just about, you know, the protein itself. It's also going to give you those cofactors. It's going to give you the collagen. It's more of that healing protein, not just the muscle-building protein. But a lot of those muscle-building proteins, too, you know, due to the dairy aspect they were using, it wasn't always the cleanest, and it wasn't always the purest product. So definitely it's really a beautiful thing to know that we are offering only the latest and greatest, only the purest, only the cleanest products out on the market right now. So again, it comes down to just the basis of bone broth itself. So whether you're drinking this just to, you know, as a recovery from your workout, as you're drinking this just to, you know, heal your intestinal lining, if you're using this as a part of a detox, it's definitely going to be well-rounded and something that everybody can benefit from.
You know, I think the interesting thing is you just kind of hit on that point, is how many different uses people are using the bone broth for. You know, a lot of people at the beginning were using it because they knew it had anti-inflammatory properties. Some people are using it because of the natural collagen in it for their skin. Some people are using it for the joints. And now, I mean, the list has gotten much longer, and now they have so much variety to use it for, so many flavors, so many different textures to use it. And I think the wonderful thing is, you know, the benefits are different for everyone. I have a really good friend that started using it because she really wanted the collagen for her skin. And, you know, she started using the pure bone broth, and she was mixing it and stuff during the day. And she noticed that when she was going to the gym that her joints were no longer bothering her. And it was just one of those wonderful radiated benefits where I think the longer you use the bone broth protein, the more changes you see in areas that you didn't even think were invited to the table.
I definitely agree, especially because collagen does decline as we age. Having an abundant source and a readily available source is definitely going to be key in that aspect. And that's wonderful that her joints are getting better and better. And, you know, I look forward to her only getting even more better and even more stronger. And, you know, those joints just being more durable. And like you said, the recipes and the way people are using it are definitely really insightful. I have seen people use them for baked goods, for treats, protein mug cakes, you know, as a replacement to regular broth and bouillon in their soups. Their stews. People are getting very creative, and it's nice. You know, people put it in their rice cooker as well, which is also very friendly and convenient, especially as it is heat resistant and it's not going to damage and denature the amino acid profile.
You know, and the wonderful thing about this is you can add this to your cooking and to your food. You know, for many years and many of the things that we've recommended over the years, many of the protein profiles that were out there, you know, we were always told, you know, don't cook with it, you know, add it to cold foods and things like that. And I mean, I recommend using the bone broth in so many things. I love recommending it in the rice cooker because, you know, you can actually mix it with the rice, throw in some vegetables, throw in some chicken broth along with it and make this delicious tasting dish. And here it is rice, but it's loaded with vegetables and also got, it's got all this protein and all this wonderful stuff that's in there and the benefit of the bone broth. And most people just say, well, I'm just eating rice. Well, that's okay. You can think what you want, but you're getting great benefits and things like stir fries and stuffings and mashed potatoes and soups and broth. There's so many things you can do with this. And I think the variety just continues as people learn more and more and find their favorite flavors. That's the hard part. Every time I go to Stay Healthy and I see somebody looking at the bone broth, I'm like, everything okay? And they're like, ugh, just trying to narrow down a flavor this time. And that's their biggest concern is the flavor.
No, I definitely can agree with you on there. We have so many wonderful flavors in the line. My personal favorite is going to have to definitely be the chocolate and the banana. Those are definitely my go-tos. Which kind of goes into, you know, not only are you drinking something that's enjoyable, but you're drinking something that's highly digestible. You're drinking something that, you know, is really, really giving your gut and your friendly bacteria all the benefits and nutrients that it needs, you know, whether it's the healing aspect, whether that proline and glycine, you know, is helping with your liver and your connective tissue and the gut lining and, you know, giving it that coat of protection to make sure that no other invaders or anything is seeping through your intestinal wall. So, again, there's so many, you know, so many benefits. And, you know, we are always reading new ones. Everywhere we turn, every day, there's always a new article. There's always new research just showing the positivity and the, you know, positive dramatic effects it has on our bodies.
Another question, the process for making the bone broth, I mean, can you talk a little bit about it? I mean, how does it get to the container? What's involved?
So what we do is we cook the product for 48 hours, and the reason for that is because we found that the less cook time, the lower histamine levels. And the higher cook time for the most of the batches that you find today on the market, they have an increased level of histamine, so people were more inclined to have some type of reaction to it. So that's why we cook it for a minimal 48 hours. This way we have, you know, less reaction, you know, the best availability for it. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to freeze dry it, and we're going to put it in a powder form for you. So basically we, for the non-GMO version, what we're going to do is we're going to boil bare bones. So there's not going to be any meat or any byproducts, anything on there besides the bones themselves. And that's what really gives us that rich type 2 collagen. Going forward to the organics line, that's going to be a little different because what we do in that process is we actually have some meat on the bone still. And the reason for that is because meat is going to be higher in that branched chain amino acid, more of that muscle building protein aspect. So when you're getting the organic, you are going to have the higher BCAAs, the branched chain amino acids, more muscle building, not as much collagen, but collagen will still be present. So it's mainly the difference in the organic and the non-GMO is the cooking process and the way we process it.
Now, the wonderful thing about this is it's very, very shelf stable. It's just as effective hot or cold. And no matter what you add it to, you're going to get the benefit. I love the variety of being able to use the bone broth. I mean, I can stir it in my yogurt. I can throw it in my applesauce. I can throw it in my smoothie. I can mix it in soups and stir fries. So, I mean, there is no wrong way to use it. And I think that's why it's become so successful. The benefits, obviously, but the versatility, of course.
It's definitely taken off by storm, Jeff. People are starting to see, you know, Kobe Bryant was known to have used it to help heal his injury to come back. You know, there's people like, you know, Mark's Daily Apple, that blog, they highly recommend bone broth. People who are in the CrossFit community are definitely seeing so many benefits from it, you know, whether it's the joints, whether it's the recovery aspect, whether it's people who have digestive issues, it's just blowing up like crazy, and it's here to stay. It's something that was, you know, once a staple in our diet, our ancestors' diet, and now it's coming back to, you know, its well-deserved place on our table.
How's it doing with children, teenagers, and young adults? I know a lot of us that are experiencing some changes in our body have well gravitated to it because of all the benefits, but what about just as a normal protein supplement for the younger folks?
So it's funny you should say that. So I actually have a niece who I have on the bone broth chocolate protein, and she loves it. So I give her about a half a scoop a day, sometimes twice a day, depending, just because, you know, some kids just don't want to eat meat. They don't want to have protein. All they want to do is eat fruit. So sometimes, you know, trying to find the right thing for them to, you know, actually enjoy and actually, you know, really look forward to, it's really good. I mean, especially with children, they're very finicky, they're very picky. So if a child is willing to take this, that says a lot, especially the chocolate. You know, mix that in some chocolate almond milk, and, you know, sometimes put in a smoothie, add some blueberries, some avocados, some healthy fats, and it's definitely an amazing way to get good nutrition for children, to also help protect their intestinal lining while they are still young, while they are still vulnerable to a lot of the things out there in foods and, you know, the processed additives. So it's definitely something good for children. Growing young teens, you know, all the connective tissues, all the cofactors, all the glucosamines, the chondroitins, definitely going to help with the structural integrity of children and or young teens developing. So it's definitely something that everybody can benefit from, especially those who are younger than our adult selves.
You know, one of the things that I have found it to be very effective is because it's low caloric intake is there, you could use it throughout the day. You know, I have a friend of mine, and she used to crash about 2:30 in the afternoon. She works a lot of hours, and of course, she used to reach for anything she could to give her energy. And then one day, she just decided to stop and stay healthy. She picked up the chocolate. She likes that like you. She loves the banana. She also likes the turmeric. And she took it to work with her, and she always has almond milk. And what she does is, like 2:30, she goes in the break room, and she puts it in her little small little blender that she brings with her and throws in some ice cubes and some frozen strawberries. And she throws that in, and she drinks it at her desk, and she said it is the most amazing difference on how my day goes from that point forward. She says my blood sugar stabilizes, my energy level gets good, my hunger pangs go away, my afternoon boredom seems to kind of settle, I think clearer, I'm more focused. And she said, how crazy, I've been eating all these other snacks and things over the years thinking that would do it. She said, but this made it, it was like so absorbable that my body just sucked every ounce of it up. And she said, I felt like I was giving my body exactly what it needed. Now she's turned probably half a dozen people on her in her office onto it as well. So they call it their 2:30 in the afternoon energy boost. So a lot of them are doing it, and I think it's great.
Well, that is definitely so amazing and so wonderful to hear. You know, I love hearing customers and, you know, everyday people's positive feedback and just love for the product. It definitely is one of those things that is life-changing, you know, especially if you're using a conventional protein right now. You know, you're really stuck on the whey-based proteins, a lot of the vegetable proteins. You know, a lot of people just drink vegetable proteins to begin with because they believe that they are healthier as opposed to their dairy counterparts. So, you know, really getting people to be introduced into an animal-based protein that is actually super beneficial for them, sometimes it's unheard of for people, and they have to try it for themselves to believe it. And in terms of, like, the blood sugar stability and the energy, you know, a lot of that has to do, too, with it being, like you said, so light in calories, so crisp and so nutrient-dense. I mean, you just literally, every time you take a sip and every time you have a serving, you're literally just giving your body all the electrolytes that it needs and the proper balances, all the connective tissue factors, all the growth factors. So it's just, I have so much positivity towards the product. I just really love bone broth, and I love what our company is doing. I love the direction that Jordan is taking us. And I'm just so happy and so grateful that he decided to come out with a product like this and really, you know, be innovative and set the category and the bar. So thank you, Jordan.
No, absolutely. Now, Is there anybody out there that doesn't respond well to this? Obviously, vegans and vegetarians are not going to do well with this. But I think the rest of us are going to benefit because of its high digestibility.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you there, Jeff. One thing I will say is I know that, you know, everybody's going to have their own stance on veganism and vegetarianism, and I completely respect that. I have come in contact during the demos and during the trainings where there's actually people who have been long-term vegans, been long-term vegetarians, and for whatever reason, their health, you know, wasn't as up to par as they would have liked. So a lot of them have actually resorted to consuming bone broth. I mean, not everybody wants to consume flesh, and that's totally understandable. So our non-GMO bone broth has actually been a real big hit amongst, you know, the vegetarian community, flexitarian community, and it's just one of those ways to get really good, high-quality protein and those naturally occurring joint byproducts that you wouldn't normally get, as well as an abundance of the electrolytes, you know, the amino acid profile that they normally wouldn't get in such a high ratio. So especially people who are in the vegetarian and vegan community who suffer from digestive issues, you know, it's really soothing and really healing to their guts. So there are the few that are out there, and for the rest, you know, totally respect your decision to, that's your lifestyle choice. But for everybody else who, you know, may be dealing with those types of things, it's one of those things you may want to consider trying. You know, the research is out there. That's why we have things like PubMed and, you know, stroke and different avenues that give us published information to help. So, again, there's some people who just choose to try it out and just love the benefits. But like you said, everybody else who's just right on board with it, they just see nothing but positive impacts on their health from taking bone broth.
You know, I know a lady, and I've known her for a long time, and she's been a vegetarian for 30, 40 years. And over the last 2 years, her health has dramatically changed. And she finally went in. She was working with a gastroenterologist. They found out she had leaky gut and some other things going on. She'd gone through a lot of stress, and her digestion had just gotten way off the chart. So I met with her, and I said, look, I said, we need to take a look at this, and I think it may be time for a while to change your diet. And, you know, she fought me a little bit, but she knew she really needed to, so because her protein level, she just wasn't absorbing. So we did probiotics, we did enzymes, we did all that stuff, and I brought in fish to her diet, which I think she needed. And within a week, she was already seeing a difference. And I said, I really want to talk to you about the bone broth protein. And she said, well, I've been reading about it. So I decided to recommend it to her. And she started using the pure powder because she wanted to mix it in with the foods that she was making and just kind of make it part of the food without changing the flavors. And she started having 2-3 servings of it a day. In a month, she was better than she had been in years. And she realized that maybe for her, it was time to just change her fuel and try something different. And, you know, she still calls herself a vegetarian with moderations. And I just said, okay, that's whatever works for you. But her life has changed dramatically. And she went back to see her gastroenterologist. He was so happy and surprised and overwhelmed how well she was doing. And her stomach pain has gone away. Her burping and gas and bloating have all dissipated. Her stomach doesn't hurt her anymore. She's able to really enjoy her life and do what she does, where even though she was doing all good things for her, in her life, somewhere along the line, whether it was stress or whether it was just things going on or her age or whatever, she hit a wall where there was a change necessary. And, you know, sometimes when you're doing the same thing for a long time, it's very hard to adopt something new, especially these comfort zones. We get so comfortable in them, and they're not always good for us. They might have been, but, you know, after a period of time, a comfort zone can be just that, comfortable or familiar, but not always healthy. So my question comes in for the people that are out there that are maybe not feeling like they should, or, you know, maybe been doing the same thing for a long period of time. Take a step back and think to yourself, maybe it's time for a change, and then ask questions. Go into Stay Healthy, talk with them, or download some of the shows, my podcast on my webpage, and you might just get some ideas and think to yourself, you know, maybe it's time for a change for me. You know, and experience the benefits, because this is an amazing product. And you know, Peter, there's a ton of people out there with digestive problems and leaky gut problems. And, you know, and sometimes they just don't know where to go. They go to the drugstore. They think it has to be done over the pharmacy counter or things like that. They don't realize that what they're eating, how they're eating, the way that they're eating, the good or bad way they are digesting could be the culprit.
No, Jeff, definitely. I agree with you right there. And I think a lot of it, what it has to do with is, like you were saying in the beginning of the show, a lot of the misinformation and a lot of, you know, the overwhelming avenues that are out there that are giving people so many different types of information, you know. We have to realize that every time we make a conscious decision to implement a new supplement, to go about a new diet, a new lifestyle change, one of the main factors that we have to take into consideration is that we are all different. We are all unique. We all have a different genetic makeup. You know, unfortunately, not everything is a one-size-fits-all. And I think that too often we want to identify with, you know, being a certain lifestyle and, you know, for whatever reason. And we're not often open-minded to the fact that we may not be able to live this lifestyle. We may not be able to handle certain products, you know, eat certain foods. You know, I know people who have a light form of celiac disease and they just refuse to want to give up the gluten, you know. It's just, you know, a psychological thing ingrained in their head where, you know, I can eat anything. And it's like, no, you really can't. So I think that having the access to very beneficial information and having access to studies, you know, to see real people doing it, to hear people who have amazing testimonies from people who are like them, who are, you know, on the fence about making these decisions to move forward, you know, it's really something that could be beneficial. It's just one of those things where you have to do your research and you have to be willing to be open-minded. So to anybody who's struggling out there with any of these things, you know, information, and, you know, it's always a beautiful thing to have. It's always beneficial. And it's always empowering to, you know, back yourself up with some knowledge. And remember, you know, not everything is a one-size-fits-all. And the best thing to do is listen to your body, because your body's going to tell you, you know, if you wake up in the morning and you're supposed to be eating this really healthy diet, you're eating a Mediterranean diet, for example, and it's just not for you, well, you know, that's the whole part of the learning process going through this life that we have, is finding what works best for us and what has a natural and positive response on our bodies. So definitely listening to your body and being willing to make those changes is going to take your health to the next level throughout your life. And sometimes you're going to just notice an ingredient or one little thing that was off, and it's going to change your whole life when you eliminate it, you know, or add something to your diet that you weren't doing before. So it's all a learning process, and we're all learning together, you know. All the information out there, we can read it, we can absorb it, but at the end of the day, our bodies are the ones who are going to tell us what's right for us and what is not.
We're talking today with Peter Navarro, and we are talking about ancient nutrition. Remember, tomorrow they'll be doing a demo with the store so you can taste the bone broths. They'll be there for you to sample. Of course, you can go in today and talk to anyone at the store about any of the products from Ancient Nutrition. We'll take just a quick break. We'll be right back with Peter Navarro in Ancient Nutrition. Don't go away.
Barleen's Omega Swirl, a new omega-3 sensation with the taste and texture of a fruit smoothie. Just a spoonful of Omega Swirl's natural lemon zest flavored cod liver oil or natural strawberry banana flavored flax oil gives you your optimal daily omega-3 nutrition. Or if you're looking for a flax DHA and borage oil blend of omega-369, try the new tasty Total Omega Swirl. Omega-3 nutrition is absolutely essential for our bodies, supporting heart health, healthy cholesterol levels, energy and endurance, skin, hair, and nail health, mental acuity, and more. And nobody does omega-3 like Barleen's. In fact, Barleen's Omega Swirl was recently voted best product of the year by leading health magazines. It's unbelievably delicious, which makes it the perfect omega-3 solution for the whole family. Omega Swirl, you need to taste it to believe it. So visit Barleen's.com for a free sample and see why the American Masters of Taste awarded Omega Swirl their 2009 gold medal. Or better yet, stop by your nearest natural food store today for Barleen's Omega Swirl.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic stomach odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Estrapause, menopause support, is formulated specifically for aging women. Female support. Menopause is a natural stage of life that all women must go through. To make the transition smooth and easy, many women require additional support. Minerals. Calcium and magnesium are two of the most important minerals for premenopausal women and support the structure and function of bones, muscles, and nerves. Botanicals. This multi-approach formula contains women's health herbs, including black cohosh, chasteberry, and red clover. Ginseng has been traditionally used as a tonic to combat physical fatigue and to support cognitive function. Estrapause Menopause Support delivers powerful ingredients to promote female health throughout all stages of menopause. Find Estrapause from Irwin Naturals at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to your one-stop full-service location, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is the place to go when you're looking for great answers to those perplexing questions, as well as learning about your good health from the best in the business. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the best selection of the highest quality products, and awesome prices every single day. Stay Healthy is your one-stop location that's also Las Vegas' oldest independent retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Today we're talking with Peter Navarro. We're talking about ancient nutrition. We're talking about bone broth. You know, something that I like talking about also, Peter, is, I mean, I'm a big believer in bone broth. I think it's wonderful. You know, many of us grew up with it on the back of the stove and drank it as kids at our grandparents' house. There's a lot of work involved in making bone broth and making it right. And, I mean, I love the idea. Not that I'm cutting corners, but I like it that I can just scoop it out, throw it in a smoothie, drink it, get the benefit, and no work on my part. And I can have it when I want, as often as I want, in tons of different flavors. So you're spoiling us, and we like it.
No, definitely. I hear a lot of feedback in regards to that. You know, for those people out there who do make their own bone broth, the people out there who have attempted to make their own at home have oftentimes found that, you know, sometimes the electricity bill goes up because, you know, you have your stove or your crock pot on for so many hours on a regular basis. Just sometimes the smell that lingers in your house is enough to turn people off and keep them closed-minded to the idea of consuming bone broth on a regular basis. And then it's the amounts, you know, the amount of bones that you're using, the duration of time that it takes to make, you know, maybe a couple of servings for the day, as opposed to having a new convenient powder form. And that's what's also beautiful about this product, is that each serving is concentrated. So every scoop that you use of bone broth protein is equivalent to 2.5 cups of homemade bone broth. So not only are you getting, you know, a more jam-packed, nutrient-dense scoop compared to having, you know, a couple of cups yourself in your mug, it's really setting the standard, and it's really making people happy. And like you said, it's really spoiling a lot of people, and they're happy for that. They're happy to be able to just come home or get up in the morning, pop a scoop of bone broth in, not worry about the cooking time, not worry about taking the pot off the stove, not worry about whether they unplug something before they go off to work that day. So it's definitely giving people a peace of mind as well, who were normally before spending hours in the kitchen and just countless of time and, you know, buying bare bones themselves and finding out which bones and the amount of bones. So it's definitely a positive thing, and people are definitely responding well to the fact that it is easy, it is convenient, and it is nutrient-packed in such a small scoop.
You know, I have people that use this, you know, like I said earlier, as an energy booster in the afternoon. But, you know, I have a lot of people in the morning. I'm trying to get people off all those sugar-based yogurts with all the cookies and sprinkles and ding-dongs and everything that people serve in their yogurt. I'm trying to get them to buy regular plain yogurt, you know, get the big containers. It's more economical, the Greek or the kosher. And then throw a half a cup of yogurt in a bowl and add your own fruit. And then throw in some of the bone broth and, you know, throw in some fiber like some chia seeds or some ground flax and start your day off with that. And I guarantee you it just holds with you. It gives you such good energy during the morning. People think that, you know, 3-4 cups of coffee is the way to go. Stimulating is not the way to go. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a cup of coffee in the morning, nothing at all. There's good nutritional benefits, great antioxidants. But, you know, if you give your body usable fuel first thing in the morning, you know, maybe you make a great smoothie in the morning and you throw everything in there with the bone broth protein and you start your day off with that, your day is going to be better because it's the thing you're putting in your body after not having everything in your system from dinner time all the way till the next day. Breaking the fast, that's the idea of eating that first meal of the day. And it's the quantity and the quality of what you put in that brings about good or unhealthy results or benefits. You know, somebody just chimed in. She goes, we have it every day. She goes, I do. My kids, everybody mixes up their own in the morning. She goes, I have 4 or 5 different flavors there. I always have almond milk and cashew milk and soy milk in the refrigerator, even whole milk for my one son. She goes, we have frozen fruit rather than fresh because the fresh seems to go bad. The frozen's always ready. She said, everybody makes their own in the morning. She says, it's a routine at our house. And I think that that is the way the future is going. We have to take back control of the food we're eating, the kinds of food, so that we can actually change the benefits.
I definitely love that. I love how you said, you know, the yogurt and all these different recipes. And especially for those of you in the morning who, like myself, have a sweet tooth, I do the yogurt occasionally, Jeff. And what I like to do is I like to add shaved coconut to it to get some healthy fats as well. And they also, a brand named Lily's, makes a stevia-based chocolate chips. So they have minimal net carbs. You know, they're not going to affect your blood sugar. And that really, you know, just seals the deal for those of us in the morning who are used to having, you know, the really bad processed foods and, you know, those sugary drinks, those sugary laced snacks that would normally crash our blood sugar. So, you know, if you're easing into it, you're making a transition, or you just have a really big sweet tooth, you know, there are those natural and more healthier alternatives that are going to have longer term benefits. So don't worry, there's so many different ideas out there. And if you're thinking of an idea, try it out. The worst thing that can happen is you realize that, you know, maybe this isn't the way to go for this particular item, but definitely, you know, bone broth can be mixed with anything, and it really, really just changes up the whole dynamic of, you know, your breakfast, your lunches, your dinners. But I agree, though, people definitely need to stay away from the normal processed breakfasts that we are usually having that drip your blood sugar. By the time it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you're, you know, reaching for another energy drink, reaching for another sugary laced meal, you know, just having an overabundance, and, you know, you're just sending your body back into that high and low blood sugar, you know, roller coaster. So definitely, and even people who decide to do it in the morning, especially people who do intermittent fasting, for example, I found that people love to have that during their fasting period, whether it's every 3 to 4 hours. You know, just having a cup of that helps keep them satiated, helps keep the blood sugar stabilized, and it's also helping soothe that gut during that duration of the time that you're doing that. So that's something that's always beneficial as well. And I know that they do have a 3-day bone broth detox for those out there as well that are interested. And it's just one of those things that, again, it's going to help soothe the gut lining. It's going to help provide your body with those nutrients. And one thing I wanted to add with that, too, is a lot of people who, you know, may be wondering about the 3-day bone broth fast, or who may have tried it and not have been, you know, as successful just due to hunger pangs and, you know, due to introducing something new into their diet. I would like to tell you that something that I have found out in my own personal experience, something that I love to do, is instead of doing the original bone broth and the organic bone broth during those fasting days, I actually prefer to do the keto protein or the keto broth throughout the day for a 3-day bone broth fast. And I have noticed that my energy levels, you know, my digestion, everything literally speeds up, and you just feel so much better. You feel so much more satiated, and that's also due to the high amount of quality fats that we have, the MCTs, the chicken bone broth oil. So for those of you out there who have tried the original bone broth detox for 3 days and have not found it successful, I highly suggest that you try on the keto and use it in that same manner, and you'll notice a complete difference for those of you who are a little more sensitive. So
You know, somebody just chimed in and she says, you know, Jeff, she says, I finally did it. I went to Beverly Hills and had a facelift after all these years. She goes, the crazy thing was my doctor recommended that I follow a Mediterranean diet, drink a lot of water, take a lot of omega-3s, and he recommended that I use the bone broth protein because of the collagen would be good for my skin. She goes, I was really pleasantly surprised because I figured that, you know, once I have the surgery, all the hard work was over, and he reminded me that after the surgery is when all the hard work starts to hold on to what all the good work that was just done. So I've switched over. I'm doing the Mediterranean diet, taking a lot of omega-3s, having the bone broth protein a couple times a day. I pick it up with Marge when I get my vitamins, and I plan on holding on to all the changes. And I've even seen better results after I've healed. He said that this protocol would help me heal faster, and I think it did. So just want to let you know that there's doctors out there recommending the bone broth protein as well. How cool.
That's very cool. I'm actually really excited to hear that, you know, especially as a maintenance and as a healing aspect of it. You know, I love the whole idea of him giving her the suggestion of the Mediterranean diet, having all those anti-inflammatory nutrients in there, you know, having the bone broth in there to help speed up her recovery and to help maintain the longevity of the work she may have had done, and just to help the overall integrity of her skin, you know, her joints, and just the long-term health benefits. So I think that that's, I applaud that, gentlemen, because, you know, too often we have, you know, plastic surgeons and doctors who, you know, prescribe a quick fix, but they don't really touch upon the fact that, you know, it's a lifestyle change and it's something that we have to look into for long-term benefits and to maintain, you know. Oftentimes if we have work done or if we, you know, we go to the gym for a while and, you know, we hit our goal weight and then we just kind of fall off the wagon, we kind of lose everything that we've, you know, worked so hard for. So instilling people to, you know, have that mentality to do those little changes, those healthier lifestyle changes, and adding those nutrients and those supplements that are going to, you know, take your progress to the next level and keep your maintenance there, you know, that's wonderful. And I think that more people should be hearing that.
You know, one more thing, travels really well, too. I have a friend of mine that, you know, they were going to be gone for a while, so they took a whole bottle. I mean, I put it in double Ziploc bags and taken it with me, and because, I mean, I can get something easy to use to mix it with no problem. I mean, the worst scenario, I can go down and get myself, you know, 2% milk if I had to. But most of the time, you can get almond milk and stuff like that when you're traveling. And I've just thrown it in the shaker bottle with water before, too, because I really needed it in the morning and I had a rough day. And, you know, I'm trying to do my shows on the road and that kind of stuff. And I wasn't going to do it without something in my stomach. And I've just shook it up with water in a shaker bottle and I've done just as well. It's very versatile and it's doing really well.
No, definitely. I'm right there with you, Jeff. Trust me. I feel that I'm always on the road or I'm at the airport a lot. And I mean, for everybody who knows how the airport can be, it's not very convenient, you know, in terms of having readily healthy things available. So my on the go is always keto protein. For example, I'm going to be on the airport on Saturday. What I like to do is I like to get 3 to 4 shaker bottles, put a scoop in each, and I just have it available since we're not allowed to have liquid, and I go into the convenience store right after that, add some water. You know, as soon as I have a tub in my carry-on bag or my luggage, so as soon as I land, usually I run straight to, you know, a health food store and get my almond milk or get my heavy cream, and, you know, that's basically what I live off of on the road. This way I avoid, you know, not being able to take advantage of being able to cook on a regular basis or to have those healthier options, so it's definitely a lifesaver, and it's definitely something that you can have, you know, again, nutrient-packed, and it really keeps your energy levels up when you're on the road, and it really just takes it to that next level to where you're not having to worry about, you know, oh, I need to stop somewhere, I need to get a meal, or, you know, is there any healthy options available? So I totally agree with you in terms of convenience, and it's a blessing to have, you know, such great products to be able to just carry on the go. So I definitely agree with you, and I definitely love being able to use the versatility to my advantage.
I just got back. I was on the road last week, and when I did get back, it was really funny because I took a container with me because I was driving, and I got halfway. I drove to Los Angeles, and I got halfway, and I stopped and got myself a beverage, and I threw a scoop in there and just shook it up. And I was just driving and drinking it as I was driving, and I thought to myself, that was so good. I had so many other ways I could have gone that was not good for me. And I just decided to take an extra minute, you know, outside the door of the car so I wasn't spilling it in my car. You know, I drank a couple drinks, put it in the bottle, shook it up. And I was just proud of myself that I did that on the actual road while I was driving when there was just so many other things I could have done, you know, that probably would have tasted great but been not so good for me. And I felt good about it, so.
I'm proud of you too, Jeff. Trust me, I understand, you know, it's not always the easiest and it may not always be the first thing that we want to do. I could tell you, you know, I travel a lot to L.A. myself 5 years ago, and every time I would go prior to having these readily available supplements, you know, you'd have a whey shake and your blood sugar would crash pretty quickly after, and, you know, you'd get a bar and then, you know, you'd grab an energy drink just to keep you, you know, afloat. It's about a 6-hour drive for me from where I'm at. So, you know, you're stopping at the fast food restaurant because you're trying to get something that's a little more heavy to help keep your blood sugar level satiated. So, you know, I do applaud you and I am proud of you myself because, trust me, you're doing yourself a service, and instead of, you know, going the other route and, you know, taking the easy way out and doing a disservice to you long term. So I applaud you, sir.
Let me ask you a question. When people start using the bone broth protein, any problem with them, you know, let's say someone is a bigger person, you know, they're trying to lose weight, they're exercising, and they've got a little bit more meat on the frame than they're probably wanting, but, you know, they might want to use more. I mean, I have a friend of mine, and she's been on this journey for about 9 months now, and she uses this. She has a couple meals a day with the bone broth, and then she has a really good midday meal because she knew she ate too late. And then she also has this for a late snack, and she makes it with almond milk and the chocolate and raspberries, you know, because it's kind of like a creamy thing, and she throws a couple tablespoons of yogurt. So she really likes it, and that's what satisfies her sweet tooth. Now, she's over the last, you know, 9 months, she's lost a little over 100 pounds, and she looks amazing, and all her vitals are good, and she's stabilized. But, you know, she has found that she's having 3 or 4 servings a day, and she actually asked me a couple weeks ago, she says, "Is this okay?" And I said, "Yeah." Because there are people that are going to use more, and there's some people that are going to use it just once a day. And I think you're fine no matter what you do because it's not going to hurt you. There's no stimulants. There's nothing that's adversely going to affect you. And it's so digestible that I don't think our body will ever say, "Hey, don't give me any more of that good stuff."
So to answer that question, you really cannot have too much of it. I mean, it is a whole food supplement, so it is actually food-based. It's, you know, as if you were to drink the bone broth yourself, and there's no studies that show that, you know, you're getting too much or an overabundance. You know, the protein itself as well, it's not going to be one of those ones that's going to be really hard on your liver. And again, the majority of the protein in the bone broth protein itself is going to be from collagen. So if anything, you're just doing your skin and your joints more, you know, more of a service and, you know, in the healing and the longevity of it. I know some people who have 6 shakes a day. I myself can have anywhere between 6 and 8, whether I'm on the road or whether I just, you know, sometimes I don't feel like eating. And it's just a really convenient way to be able to get those nutrients, to be able to get that protein. And, yeah, I mean, I've never met anybody who felt like they overdid it, or anybody who's ended up, you know, sick from taking too much. So I know a lot of people who just, you know, love to take it on a regular basis. And like I was saying, some people go up to 6 shakes a day on a regular basis. So it's all going to be based upon your needs and your caloric intake, you know, and your protein requirements for the individual and, you know, how you feel. You know, obviously if you feel better taking 3 shakes a day, 4 or 5 shakes a day, why wouldn't you continue to take that as opposed to, you know, eating something that's going to make you feel, you know, not so great. You're going to eat something that's going to make you feel not so, you know, satiated. So I think more power to you. The more you're utilizing it, the more benefits you're going to receive from it.
This is funny. It's and I know we're getting close to the end here, but I think it's funny. She says, "Jeff," she goes, "we love this." She goes, "I have a business. I have 10 employees, and I always make sure that my break room is stocked with plenty of water in one refrigerator. I have 4 or 5 of these flavors on the counter. I have yogurt in the refrigerator for everybody all the time. I make sure there's plenty of bowls and spoons. And during the day," she said, "you would be amazed how many of my employees go in there and take some yogurt. They stir in some bone broth. I have containers with chia seeds and ground flax and almonds and walnuts, and everybody just mixes it with their yogurt. It's not surprising for them to have it a couple times a day." She says, "there's nothing better than healthy snacks." And she says, "I am happy to provide it because it keeps everybody happy and healthy." She goes, "I love this stuff." She says, "I'm so glad." She goes, "tell your guest we love it."
Thank you. And so smart. So smart. I know we're running out of time, but I want to touch upon this real quick. So smart. And I just want to say thank you for caring about your employees, you know, long-term health. And not just that, from a business standpoint, you're actually doing yourself an even greater service, because normally your employees would have, you know, a sugary-based drink or, you know, high carb based foods or something that's just not, something that's going to be junk, you know, something that's going to crash their blood sugar level, something that's going to make them least productive. And there's something that's great about a very unproductive employee. So the fact that you're taking care of their blood sugar levels, you're giving them nutrients that are going to help power them through their shifts, something that's going to keep them motivated and, you know, staying strong. So I just think that it's such a smart and such a beautiful integrated idea, and more businesses should adopt that. That's all I'm going to say on that. More people should be doing that because the productivity will increase and the overall health will increase. You know, sick calls will definitely, you know, start to go down for sure. So thank you. Thank you for doing that.
I want to thank you so much, Peter. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for being here. Look forward to our next chat next time around.
You as well, Jeff. Have a good one, and thank you again.
My pleasure. Be well. My guest today, Peter Navarro, representing Ancient Nutrition. Remember that tomorrow they'll be doing a demo at the store on the bone broth protein. But you can go in today and, you know, get the great prices, and as well, you know, talk to everyone at the store. They'll give you their ideas on all the different flavors that are available. Both the original and the organic are available at the store. Make sure that you check them out. They've also got the new bars that are available, the bone broth bars. So check those out. Those are pretty new. Take the time to incorporate the bone broth into your everyday routine, and then sit back and see all the wonderful benefits that are going to come your way. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They make it easy for you to get healthy and to stay on path, on course, on journey. They want to make sure that you are headed in the right direction, because it's really easy to sidestep. It's real easy to trip over those speed bumps that come our way. But they've got your back, and they're going to make sure that you are using the right products for the right situation, and you're not guessing. You're choosing things that are used for you and your own individual journey, because what your friend, your spouse, your kids, your family, your neighbors, and coworkers are doing might not be exactly the way that you need to go. And that's where those questions really do make a dramatic difference. Because you spend a little time, answer some questions, and have a chat, you're going to find that your course may be different because of genetics, because of lifestyle, because of habits, because of vices, because of your stress level, your activity, inactivity, and even sometimes your attitude. There's a lot of things that do come into play when you're starting to get healthy, and you want to make sure that you are detailing and formulating a program just for you. Because we're different. And, you know, we don't need to share our journey with everybody else. You know, our journey is our journey. You know, and when you have some people that you create these relationships with, they're going to make sure that you're headed in the right direction. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location. Oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas, and in their fourth decade, doing it right every single day. When you go to Stay Healthy, you'll meet the knowledgeable folks, and you'll leave with great peace of mind, and you're going to experience something you probably haven't seen in a long time, a full-service store. They're awesome. Visit them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Get connected with them on Facebook. Give them a thumbs up. And then every day you'll be connected with those great posts. Kind of gives you little tidbits of information on a daily basis. And many times it's going to hit on some of the things that you're thinking about, talking about, wondering about. And that's what they do on their Facebook. They stay connected with you on a daily basis. They also have a great webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, with industry articles right on the homepage, where if you stop there every once in a while and read those articles, you're going to be so much further ahead with your information and education. Those articles are relevant for today's world. They apply to the things that we talk about, think about, and wonder about. And they do change those articles frequently. So make sure you're stopping by there and checking out and reading those articles. And you know, print yourself a $5 off coupon right at the webpage to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. We learn a lot here on the show. It's the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best educators and guests in the industry. I bring you the folks that are out there traveling, teaching, training, and doing the research so that we have the information to make better, wiser, healthier consumer, you know, decisions. Because we want the information. We want to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. Remember, if you can't tune in live to my show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the demand, on demand, podcast when it's convenient for you. Just click on the archive icon, scroll down, click on the show you want to listen to, you know, on your schedule, on your time. It's all about education. It's all about information. And remember, when you're on Facebook and you're poking around and looking at all the things that are there, take 1 second. Go to the top of your page, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke. When you get there, click the like button. I answer your questions right on my page, and I bring you healthy information every single day. Have a great day, everyone. Be healthy, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.